it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bonnemer with a look at the week in religion. Pope Leo XIV reaches out to the LGBTQ community.
Pope Leo XIV has met with one of the most prominent advocates for greater LGBTQ plus inclusion in the Catholic Church and encouraged him to continue his ministry, sending a strong signal of welcome. News of the audience was met with consternation amongst some conservatives who had criticized Pope Francis's outreach and had hoped that Pope Leo would be less accepting. Leo's position on LGBTQ plus Catholics had been something of a question after remarks surfaced from 2012 in which the then future Pope criticized the, quote, homosexual lifestyle. The meeting with Reverend James Martin lasted about half an hour and was officially announced by the Vatican in a sign that Leo wanted it made public. Reverend Martin described the meeting as positive and encouraging. The meeting was held just days before LGBTQ plus Catholics participate in a Holy Year pilgrimage to the Vatican in another sign of welcome. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas public schools are getting mixed messages about their new law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom.
Last week, a federal judge in San Antonio struck down the new Ten Commandments law as unconstitutional, but that only affects 11 school districts. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is appealing that decision and advising the state's remaining 1,200 school districts to abide by the law that takes effect on September 1st. The ACLU of Texas now advising schools that abiding by an unconstitutional law would leave them open to litigation as well. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
How do American men and women differ religiously? The Pew Research Center crunched the numbers.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, we've historically, women in the United States are more religious than men. Women are more likely to identify with a religion like Christianity or Judaism or another faith. Women are more likely to say they pray regularly. Women are more likely than men to believe in God or a universal spirit. That's been true for a long time, and it's still true today. However, that gender gap in American religion is shrinking.
Pew senior researcher Greg Smith.
The gap between the religiousness of women and men is smaller today than it was 10 or 15 years ago when we first started doing studies like this. And importantly, the gender gap in religiousness is smaller among young people than among older people. What I mean by that is among the oldest Americans, women are much more religious than men. But among the youngest Americans, there tends to be very little difference in the religiousness of women and men.
So why is the gender gap narrowing?
There's one important thing we can point to in the data. You know, some people have wondered, well, if the gender gap in American religion is shrinking, it must be because men are becoming more religious and thus catching up with women. But that's not what's happening at all. Rather, what's happening with the gender gap is that both women and men have become less religious over time. And if anything, that's happened a little bit faster among women than among men. And that's what explains the narrowing gender gap.
The gender gap in religiousness is not unique to the United States. Smith says it's seen in many parts of the world, especially in historically Christian countries. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bonnemer.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.